Let man, let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, over what? Fowls of the air, over cattle. And then it went on to say, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Right? I want you to listen now. So I'm going to read it again. God said, let us make man. Let us make man. Let us make man. How? In our image. After our likeness. If we really want to just make it real simple, we can say it like this. God said, let us make man like us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They were three in one. So we want man to be one with us. That's why he said, let us make man like us, so they can be like us. And so verse 27 says what? So God did what? After he said it, he created man. He did what? He created man in his own image. He didn't make man like something else. So if you want to know what God looked like, look at yourself. We have a lot to do with how we stay looking pretty and all that, because we stretch ourselves and do all kinds of stuff. Okay. Because we put a lot of stuff in us that we don't need. We think we do. And we, you know I'm telling the truth. But he said, so God created man. Listen to how profound this is. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And after he got them created, then God blessed them. What did God do? I want y'all to hear now. God blessed, and blessed mean what? I am empowered to prosper, succeed, win, overcome, triumph, be victorious, and nothing the dark world can do anything about it. I can't be stopped. When I walk, operate, function with the unction in the blessing that God has bestowed on me, there's nothing that world of darkness can do to stop me from being what God said for me to be. I put limit on myself when I start thinking outside of God. I put limit on what I can do when I think different from God. I put limit on myself when I act apart from God. But when I operate in him, being led by his spirit, walking in the light of who I am, there's nothing the world of darkness can do to stop me. Yes, they may challenge me, but they can't win. Because the winner is abiding inside of me. But what caused me to lose? Ignorance, disobedient, not knowing, selfish, cooperating with your enemy, acting like he's your friend. That's what caused you to lose. Because he's a selfish devil. He's selfish, he's evil, he's untrustworthy, he's deceiving, he's a liar, he's a fraud. He's a jerk. And when you work with him, you act like he acts. A fraud, a jerk, a two-time, and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. But the word says, and God blessed them. Let me get through it now. And said unto them, what? You notice he didn't say try to be He said be. He did not say when he blessed them, try to be fruitful, try to do good. And we add all that stuff. Well, I'm going to try to do something. God never tried to do it. He told you to do it. And there's some stuff we need to get out of our vocabulary. We need to get out of our thinking and start thinking like God. I know none of us is perfect, but we can sure do a lot better than we have been doing in the past. Because as long as we hold on to excuses, we're robbing ourselves of some prime time benefits. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that I stayed with God. Out of all of my mess up, he didn't throw me away. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue and have dominion. What did he say? He didn't say try. You know, I'm so glad the praise team got on it. You know, we sing this song. How did it go? How did we say that? It says, God, you rule the heaven and the earth. He ain't ruling this earth. Come on. He may rule. I like the way you change. He ruled the heaven above the earth. Okay. He ruled that heaven he lives in. See, I'm going to talk about heaven and earth. That's why I'm going there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it will do, I'm telling you, it will do well. It will do well. It would be beneficial for you to listen like you never listened today. Like you never listened before. If you never heard me preach, I don't care how many times you ever heard me preach, it will do you well to listen today. Lay down anything and everything that will hinder you and get your ears open. Hallelujah. So God blessed them. What did God do? That means he empowered them to prosper. And there was nothing to hinder them from prospering. And then after Jesus came and fixed it, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'll catch up. Jesus came and fixed it. And then Jesus said through Apostle John, he said, beloved, I wish above all things. Not something, above all things, that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That means as you renew your mind to think like God, to think, talk, and act like God. Hallelujah. I wish above all things. So God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Hallelujah, right? And have dominion over the fish of the sea. Notice what he said. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth up on the earth. Now, how can God tell Adam and Eve to rule the earth and he's always interfering? So like some of you parents got children, you won't let them go. Always interfering with their life. How they going to live? You always up in their life. They grown now and you still trying to tell them what to do. You understand? You done told them what to do by training them. God has told us, that's why he give you the right to act on his word and do like him. Are y'all listening to me? God don't interfere. Now he don't come down out of the sky and he doesn't pull tug on you every morning. Now you gotta get and pray, child. You gotta get and pray. You gotta get and make your bed. No. If you don't pray, it's gonna be your fault because he already done told you what to do. He doesn't run and then twist your arm every Sunday. Now you better write that check out. Or you better make sure you get your tie ready. Because he already told you what to do. Now, if you don't do it, you suffer the consequence, not God. Amen. I thought I'm going to have to borrow them lights there for a minute.